You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
It is a paradox, where there are two opposing truths that actually live together at the same exact time. And the paradox of him balancing of God is king is also the suffering servant. And in the book of Isaiah, whenever Isaiah saw King Jesus, not only did he see him in his majestic reign from the throne, he also saw the humanity part of him.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
Well, my friends, I'm taking you south of the border. Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Troy Brewer, and I am not preaching from the pulpit today. I'm actually behind the pulpit in the studios here at Open Door Church playing on my amazing 12-string Breed Love guitar direct from Portland, Oregon. Praise God for my... Man, that's a nice guitar, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm not in here all by myself today, guys. This is a podcast broadcast, and every single Friday, we broadcast our podcast that you can find for free at troybrewer.com. I have amazing friends from all over the world that are here nearly every week, and so I always bring them in here. We share how the kingdom is moving forward in every language throughout the world. And I'm in here today with a very good friend of mine, Pastor Gene Izaguirre is in here.
Yes, Izaguirre.
Izaguirre. I trust so. Come on, that was pretty good for a gringo, man.
You should be able to do it after 25 years, and you speak in tongues, too.
After 25 years, you'd think I'd be able to roll my tongue. I can't. And it's the same exact way in Hebrew, like all my friends in Hebrew, man. They're like, you have to, and it just sounds like I'm, you know, coughing up something. You know, that's how you got to speak Hebrew.
Yeah.
You know, sound like a cat, you know, like a feral cat. Anyway, that's the Hebrew language as far as, you know, that's the best I can do with it. Guys, I am in here today, and what you need to know is this week we have been doing a revival here at Open Door Church. On Monday night, we had a brother by the name of Paul Maurer who is absolutely incredible. He's with Cover the Earth Ministries. On Tuesday night, we literally had one of the greatest men of God I've ever seen was here on Monday night preaching the Word of God. It was, oh, wait, that was me. I'm sorry. That was me. Never mind. And then on Tuesday night, we had my pastor, Pastor Jim Maxwell, was here on Tuesday night. On Wednesday night, we had an incredible brother, a brother by the name of Matthew Smoller was here, and he's from International House of Prayer. And then tonight, man, we're going to have you here tonight, Pastor Gene Izaguirre.
Praise God.
I'm so happy to have you with me, my brother.
It's amazing to be here.
It is amazing. It really is.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle that number one, you're still alive.
Thanks a lot, brother.
That's the truth, man. Well, it is the truth. I remember when I first met you, I thought, this guy won't last 6 months. This guy's crazy. This guy's insane. And I mean, because, man, you would go out into such dangerous places doing such incredible ministry. And I've been with you to some pretty crazy places.
Yes.
You and I have actually, there's been a couple of times in doing ministry where I think I might actually see Jesus today. And a couple of those times have been with you. I've been with you. And one time in particular was whenever we were in that prison in Brazil. And the prison in Brazil, it was you and I and Jamie Cashin. And by the way, my friends, you guys need to know that when you're in a Brazilian jungle prison, dude, you're in a prison. That is a prison. That's a rough place, man. And they have men and women in the same exact prison, which is incredible. They have men, women, and children. They don't have like a program, you know, a juvenile program down there. They just put them all in the same place. And it is a different experience, I promise you that. And Pastor Gene and I were in that. We were in there with a brother by the name of Jamie Cashin. And the guards put us in this room, and there was about 170 guys. And I know that because we had 170 gifts, and it was exactly the right amount. We just got through doing this big radio thing, and then we left, and we went over to this prison. The guards put us in a room with 170 of the worst men that they had. They slammed the doors behind us, and they expected those men to kill us. And as a matter of fact, the three missionaries who had been there before us, they put in that room, slammed the door.
2 weeks before us.
2 weeks before us, and they murdered them. Yep. And nobody told us this.
after we went out.
Yeah, it wasn't until after we came out that they said, dude, we didn't think you would live. You know, the last guys went in there, they killed.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
we're
sir.
Like, wow, friends like you, who needs enemies? Amen. But it's hard to explain, because whenever the guards slammed the door and then they started laughing, and then all these guys started moving towards us, and I was like, oh, wow. The first thing I thought was, oh, hey, I'm liable to see Jesus today. Because we're liable to get killed in here. And these guys were murderers, and they were coming towards us. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God, you and the Holy Spirit partnered in such an incredible way. And you stood up and you started yelling at everybody and telling everybody to sit down and to get in order. And just an authority came on you. Do you remember what you told them? Do you remember what you said whenever that happened? I know that you were speaking in Spanish, and I didn't care what you were saying. I just knew it was working.
Well, I hope you guys can understand me, because my English sometimes it's not that good. But
it's good.
I remember that I yelled at them to shut up, sit down, because the Lord's with us.
That's right.
And send us there. And they need to listen to whatever we have to say.
Yes. And they did. And
they
just it's like a spirit of peace came into the room. It's like, boom. And the Holy Spirit just moved in an incredible way. And I was with, you know, Jamie Cashin was with me. Jamie is a 7th degree black belt. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah,
he's in karate hall of fames all over the world. And oh yeah, he was convinced this is over. We're done. And he was like, we need to get in this corner. We need to try and fight out of the corner. And I was praying, and all of a sudden, man, you just raised your hands and you started yelling, and the Spirit of God just moved, and everybody sit down and begin listening. And then the power of God showed up. My God, it was incredible. I mean, I saw that with my own two eyes, and I was with you, brother.
Yeah, there were so kind of miracles went on.
That's right.
First of all, when we made the calling, some bad guy came toward Jamie with a big knife.
That's right.
We were going to kill him right there.
Yes,
just dropped the knife and started crying.
He actually put the knife up to his stomach.
Right to his back.
And he
yeah.
said, I was going to kill you. He said, but you guys are men of God. You know, and he just wanted to repent. And he wanted to. Ben, I'm going to go ahead and take this into like another 3 minutes, okay? Before we do our first break. Well, man, we saw that miracle, and then since then we've gone back several times. I think, have you been down there three times?
Twice.
You've been down there twice. So I've been in that prison twice as well. I think one time with you and one time without you, I think. Or really? Was I? No, I was with you on both times, right?
Last time, Jerry was there.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Okay, so I'm sorry, man. We both do a lot of traveling. I was trying to keep up with that. But the bottom line is, man, we're seeing God move not only in the city of Leticia, Colombia, which just across the river is Peru, and then it also shares with,
Brazil.
Yeah, with
Peru and Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia. Yeah, so it's actually Leticia, Colombia, and then part of Leticia is also within Brazil. So you're actually affecting it, and it's only accessible by riverboat through the Amazon River or by airplane. There's no roads to it. Man, God Almighty is doing incredible things there, including, man, I saw the Lord save your life in an incredible way on that trip. No, I did, man. I saw God save your life. You know what, my friends? You're listening to Troy Brewer and Pastor Gene Izaguirre, and we are right here at Open Door Church in the studios, and it's nearly time for us to take our very first break. Whenever we come back, we're going to be talking about how God is doing miracles throughout the world. We're going to be talking about what God is doing through His church, which is on the border. It's literally on the border. The back fence of His property is literally the fence. It is the wall. It is a big giant. You know, it's the border. And I've been doing a work with him for about 25 years, and we have some incredible things to tell you about. My friends, you're listening to Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And if you want to find out more stuff about Open Door, you can simply go to opendoorexperience.com. I'll be right back with you after this.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
Son, Okay, guys, I'm back. This is Troy Brewer, and I am in here in the studios with Pastor Gene Izaguirre. And tell me the right way to say that. Gene Izaguirre.
Izaguirre.
Izaguirre. Okay. And he is the senior pastor of Misión Divina Church in Brownsville, Texas, right on the border. And you guys can find him at misiondivina.com. It's mission with one S and then divina.com. And I encourage you guys to go there and to check that out. And you're like, well, I need to look him up. Well, I want to tell you, that's exactly how I found him. About 25 years ago, I got a prophetic word from a crazy man by the name of Howard Richardson in Dallas, Texas. And Howard Richardson has been a great influence on me prophetically. He's prophesied so many amazing things in my life. And Pastor Gene, he prophesied to me and he told me, Brother Troy, do you know anybody down on the border? And I said, no, sir. And I was very young then. You were old when I was young, but
only 80, brother.
So I just said, no, I don't know any. He said, well, God wants to do a great work with you on the border. And he said, I saw you standing in a trash dump on a box preaching and holding out your hands, and I saw people being saved. And I went, well, that sounds like me. I'm in. So this is, I just got my very first computer. This is 25 years ago, and I just got my very first computer. And you could actually look up the phone book. You could look up the Yellow Pages then. I was like, Yellow Pages. I found Brownsville, Texas. It probably took 20 minutes, you know, because it was dial in. Right? And I dialed it in, and I looked up Brownsville, Texas, and there's all the churches in Brownsville, Texas. And we called our church Open Door Church. We called it, the tagline was the mission that makes a difference.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that, man? Yeah. And it kind of looked like the Alamo. Do you remember? I made my church look like the Alamo because I love the Alamo. That's so great. So anyway, man, I called you. You answered the phone, and you said, bueno. And I said, hey, man, my name's Troy Brewer, and I pastor a church. And you said, yeah. And I said, I'd like to bring down a whole bunch of food, maybe 10,000 pounds worth of food from the Open Door Food Bank. And you said, okay. And I said, do you guys go across the border? You said, yes. And I said, do you guys go into trash dumps? You said, nearly every day. And I said, if I bring down 10,000 pounds of food, can we take it into the trash dump and give it away? He said, yeah. And you said, yeah, when do you want to come down? I'm like, I don't know. When do you want me to come down? And then you said, well, do you preach? And I said, yeah, I preach. And you said, come down tomorrow. You can preach at my church. That's what you said.
Yeah.
We had never met. We're just on the phone, going off of a prophetic word. And I said, okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow. You said, okay. I hung up the phone, and I told Leanna, I'm going to Brownsville. We need to go load up the truck. Now, you met with me when I came in, and you told me, that, okay, look, you need to know some cartel guys have come in today, and they're saying that they're going to come back here tonight and kill me. So if they come in here tonight and shoot you, it's nothing personal.
It's nothing personal.
Okay, so tell everybody what those cartel guys had told you. Tell everybody that.
Well, we have won some cartel members at that time, and we still got a lot of them in church anyway.
Yeah.
And so a vehicle came in, you know, and we were painting the wall.
Yep.
Me and Pepe, who was one from the cartel.
Yes, I remember
and,
Pepe.
And so the guy just yelled, "Hey, who's Pastor Gene?" Say, "Myself." Say, "Come here." So I went to the window. He said, "You better cut it out. You better stop what you're doing because you're winning people from our cartel to your church. If you don't stop it, we're gonna kill you. That's all. That's the only thing I'm gonna tell you." So you know, the Holy Spirit got in me.
Oh, you're such a troublemaker.
Holy Spirit got in me. I bent down, looking into the window, and I told the guy, "Will you please come Sunday at 7 p.m.?" and kill me right in front of the pulpit.
You're crazy, dude.
And so the guy said, "Oh, shut up." Boom! Yeah. He took off.
Yeah.
Never came back.
Okay. And that was just hours before I came, right?
Then you came in.
Yeah. And then you're like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I invited these guys to come and kill me tonight. So it's nothing personal." I'm like, "Well, you didn't tell me that when I talked to you on the phone yesterday." So I get there and you tell me that. You said, "Don't worry, man. The power of God is here. You don't need to worry." And I was like, "Okay." And I got up there and I was preaching. And, you know, Pastor Gene, there's a way that the Holy Spirit moves in your church that is unlike any church I've ever been in my whole life. You know, and I go to You know, I've been in over 50 nations, and I've traveled the world. I've been a part of every kind of church experience that you can imagine. But there's something very special with your congregation and the way that you carry the presence of God. And I was preaching, and I was preaching like a revival preacher, and I'd never preached like that before. And I was just like, ha, I was preaching. Yep. And all of a sudden, man, this guy come in, man. These guys came in, and your deacons confronted them, and they got in a fight in the church.
In the foyer.
Guys, I'm not making this up. This was my first ministry experience with you. And they fought, and everybody just continued worshiping God, and nobody stopped worshiping. Everybody's like, hallelujah, and everybody's praising God. And I was still up there. I could see all this going from the pulpit. And I remember your head deacon got his tooth knocked out.
Knocked
his tooth right out. And anyway, they saved our lives, and God moved in a great big way. And that night I went, this is the coolest church I've ever been a part of in my whole life. I want to be a part of this ministry in every way I can. And then you took me into the trash dumps. And that was my first time in the Matamoros trash dumps.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah. Right at those days, I was in my office, you know, doing some study like always. And the youth came in, say, Pastor Jane, there's somebody in the parking lot that's going to commit suicide. Come, pray for him. I say, wait a minute, I'm studying for tonight. And then like 15 minutes later, came back again. Pastor Jane, that guy's gonna shoot himself, you know. He got the gun in his head and all that. I say, wait a minute, I'll be there. So like three times, then suddenly I just felt like, well, okay, let's go there. Remember Rudy?
Rudy was with me.
My arm bearer or whatever you call him, and was with me. We went to the parking lot, and the guy was just right there with the gun, you know, and the head, and I was started yelling at him, hey, don't do it, you know, blah blah blah, and then so I told Rudy, look, you know, you go to the back of the truck, and I go to the front, and when I say 1, 2, 3, you run right away and run towards the guy, and we're gonna knock him down and take the gun away.
Okay.
So I said, okay, pass. He used to call me pass instead of pastor. Yeah. And so he went that way. So I was watching him, you know, it was dark and everything. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Boom, we started running towards the guy. And the guy got the gun, put it on his stomach.
On his stomach.
Boom, 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 boom. 7 times. And fell to the floor. And I yelled. I said, oh, man, this. Oh, Lord. That guy got killed. You know, so we went towards the guy, right? So Rudy came in right away, took the gun right away, started running with the gun, you know. And tonight you're going to see the video of that.
Yeah.
He started running with the gun. And so I got the guy up, and I embraced him, and I started crying with him and yelling with him, you know, why you do this, man? Why you do this? You know, started crying, all of that, right?
Yep.
And when the guy started crying, and I saw that. I don't know what had happened, you know, and so I got away from him, and the shirt was all burned up.
Yes.
And the bullets were in the floor.
Okay, that is one of the greatest miracles I've ever heard of in my whole life, and I've heard so many testimonies about this one event. He because the gun was so close to his shirt, it actually burned up his whole shirt. But God Almighty somehow miraculously protected him and caused those bullets to just fall to the ground.
Yes.
And I've seen the pistol, and I've also seen the bullets. That pistol is a big pistol. It's like a 45.
It's a 45.
Yeah, it looked like 45.
The guy is a captain right now in the Army.
He's a captain in the Army. God Almighty saved him,
filled
him up with the Holy Spirit, gave him a right mind, and then he joined the Army, and now he's a captain in the Army.
He's a captain, brother.
My friend, if you don't know that Jesus Christ is moving like this, if you don't know, if all you know is that someday God's going to do something, can I tell you something? Jesus is doing something right now, and you need to know him right now. My friends, I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. I'm here with my very good friend, Pastor Gene Izaguirre, and my friends, we will be right back with you in 32 seconds. Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv. All right, everybody. Troy Brewer here. I'm back in the studio with Pastor Gene Izaguirre. This is a podcast broadcast where we broadcast our podcast every single Friday, and you can find this in its entirety, and you can listen to it over and over with all my other podcasts absolutely free at troybrewer.com. Now, Pastor Gene, we only have about 3.5 minutes left, so you have a fresh testimony to tell. Let me hear it.
Yeah, it would be a fresh testimony. You know, there's thousands of miracles in my ministry, but this one happened two weeks ago in one of our churches in Matamoros.
Yep.
Okay, Rey Eterno is the name of the church, Misión Divina Rey Eterno. I went to preach there Sunday, preach, pray for the people and all that, and got on the altar, and then at the end, and I turn around, and I look at the guy that was almost way on the back with a sling on the arm, broken. Yep.
Yes, sir.
So the Spirit told me, go pray for him. So I went and prayed for him. I put my hand on his head, started praying for him. Suddenly I stopped and I told him, open your eyes, look at me. He looked at me and said, your arm is not broken. It's not broken.
Hallelujah.
He said, it's broken in three parts. It's not broken in three parts. So Thursday I'm going to go. It was Sunday. Thursday I'm going to go to the doctor and they're going to put some metal in me and they're going to do screws and all that, right?
Yeah.
Okay? And so he had all stitched up. I said, it's not broken. He said, it's broken. I know. I got the X-ray. I said, it's not broken. The Lord says it's not broken. The Lord's just telling me that you being a rebel, to His presence, He's been calling you to do something powerful. You don't listen, and this is only.
Come on.
He's just saying something to you, and he's saying the arm is not broken. If you don't listen to my voice, I'm going to break you something. It's going to really hurt.
Wow.
So he said, oh, okay, whatever. So at the end of the service, Pastor, the pastor?
Yes.
Les Posada, the pastor
that
got white
sir.
Hair, white face and all that.
Yes, sir.
Called the guy to the front and he said, what did he tell you? He said, well, he told me this, and this. He said, see, I told you that 2 weeks ago. I said, okay. So the guy went out. I was sitting right there, and the guy went towards the alley, towards the aisle, and I was sitting right there. He looked at me and said, he did like this, and I told him, take that thing off. It's not broken. Can't you hear? So he said, okay. So anyway, that was Monday, Tuesday. He was going to cure.
Yeah, the
thing,
Yeah, cast. They're going to put the cast.
Yeah, but they took everything off. And there was no broken bone. Even the stitches disappeared.
Hallelujah.
I got pictures of that,
too. Oh, my gosh.
Probably I sent it to you. I sent it to Jerry or something.
That's great, man. Yeah, hallelujah.
Yes, that's the power of the Lord.
That is the power of the Lord. And,
power
and
God,
that's what
brother.
He's doing. We had a miracle that happened here this week on Monday. On Monday, there's a real good friend of mine, Ashley. She's been part of our church for a long, long time. And she got up, and the power of God touched her on Monday night, and she got up and gave the testimony. I really believe that God healed me. She only had 30% of her heart was functioning, only 30%. And she's young, and she's beautiful, and she's a mama. And she's like, and the reason why is because she's an overcomer of cancer, and the chemo actually destroyed her heart. And so, but she was like, I really believe I got healed tonight, and I'm going to the doctor. She went to the doctor on Wednesday, and on Wednesday night, she stood up here and put out her paper. She has 100% heart function, and that miracle happened this week.
Praise God.
Man, that's what Jesus
revival,
is doing.
Revival, brother.
Revival. Guys, look, there's a great revival that is coming to the United States of America.
Yes.
It cannot be ignored. It cannot be denied. The Spirit of the living God is here right now. My friends, I want to tell you something. Go after God. Cry out to Him. Repent. Just repent and say, man, I'm sorry that I have not been with your program. And repent and turn to Him. And I want to tell you, listen, you'll get to be the ones telling the story instead of the ones hearing about the story. Well, Pastor Gene, it's been a great privilege having you on my show today. I call you blessed, my brother.
Praise God.
I love you. And how do people find you? It's at Misión Divina.
MisiónDivina.com.
.com.
MisiónDivina.com.
And that's one S.
Yeah, with an S. Okay. And Divina and .com.
Well,
you can see tons of miracles there and everything we're talking about.
Okay.
Everything we're talking about.
Man, guys,
I got a second still?
No, we're just about to listen. There's the music.
Boom.
Okay, so that's right. It. You know what? Pastor Gene, thank you so much, my friend.
I ain't coming no more.
Thank you. Man, I
I'm
love
not
you.
Coming no more.
You are. You're coming.
You got to make
it
an hour. What's this, man?
I'm just getting the anointing right now. How about this? Listen, let's do another one right after this. So my friends, listen, everybody that's listening on the radio, you can go to troybrewer.com and you can listen not only to this one, but the one that we're about to record after this. And also next Friday,
Guys, next Friday we will do this next one. Guys, we're just going to be telling crazy cool miracles. My friends, I'm Troy Brewer, and if you're wondering about our church, you can plug in at opendoorexperience.com. Again, it's opendoorexperience.com. It's Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. I want to invite everybody to come out this coming Sunday, and if you're a first-time visitor, I'm going to meet you personally. I'm going to give you a free autographed book. I'm going to love on you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to hug your neck. Come out and join me this coming Sunday at either 9 o'clock, at 10:45, or at 12:30. And if you don't live in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, that's okay. You can join us online at opendoorexperience.com for our live feed that goes out to everybody, and it's absolutely free. Also, while you're on the worldwide waste of time, be sure and visit me at troybrewer.com. TroyBrewer.com, you can sign up for my free daily devotional. It's free. It goes out to you. It'll be on your e-box every single day. There's a prophetic word. There's a prophetic directive. There's a really cool Bible study. And you know what? The elders and I here at Open Door, well, we're the guys who put all that together. And it is meant to bless your heart and to help you get on the right track first part of your day every day. Simply go to TroyBrewer.com. Okay, my friends. Well, that's all the time that I have. Pastor Gene, let's just pray for everybody. I have about 30 seconds left here. You guys ready? Father God, sir, we just come to you, Lord. And I pray, God, for every single person, God, that is listening. Let the power of God fill up their cars. Let the power of God fill up their computers, their homes, wherever it is, God, that they're listening. I declare in the name of Jesus, signs and miracles and wonders follow the preaching of the gospel. I pray, Father God, sir, that you would give people a heart to know you. Show us, God, how to cry out to you. We declare, Father God, sir, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we declare Psalms 91. Hands of protection around them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hello, Journey listeners. This is Troy Brewer, and I'm the senior pastor here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And you know, for the past 22 years, every year at Christmas time, we have done tremendous monster outreaches where we have reached out to little boys and little girls and made a tremendous difference. And you know what? This year, we're going to do it again. One of the ministries that has been born out of Open Door Church is one of my favorite, and it's called Spark Worldwide. And Spark is an acronym for Serving, Protecting, and Raising Kids. You can find out more information by going to sparkworldwide.org. My friends, could you please consider standing with us and helping us? Because, guys, we are literally having to fill up thousands of backpacks with brand new toys. If you would like to reach out to little boys and little girls, and if you'd like to make a tremendous difference, stand with us. You can call area code 817-295-7671, or you can go to sparkworldwide.org.